Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, December 14th. 2021, and we're taking it all off, already undressing for the secret show. Mo Mandel is our special guest today. Hello, Mo. All
right. Hey, guys.
How are you?
Thank you for having me back.
Oh, well, you know, you're a delight. I was telling Bryn after you were just on the regular show a minute ago, and you just bring it every fucking time. Like, I think you're great.
Can I be honest with you? As I was getting off that the Zoom, the audio was still running through my phone, and I heard you say that, and I was very, very happy, because if you had said something not flattering,
that fucking guy, I can't believe you invited him to be on the secret show.
I was like, oh, this is gonna be really awkward when I see her in 30 minutes, and I hear her be like, that Jew bastard is never funny.
Oh, thank God I didn't say. I gotta be more careful. You never know
you
who's
really
listening.
Do. Sheesh. Yeah, and I'll tell you, I immediately hung up because I was like, if there's anything that's even remotely not flattering, it's gonna like I'm gonna have like a panic attack. So I was like, let me just cash in my chips now.
Yeah, oh, just geez. That's right. You sign off, you get out while the getting's good. Hey,
right,
so
exactly.
On the regular show, we were talking about this big dumb fucking fight that you got into with your wife yesterday.
Yeah.
Are you in right now? Is that the kitchen in question? Is this where you? Are you in New York?
Yeah. No, I'm in Portland right now. This is the dishwasher in question right behind us. There it is. See how it's got that little clean tab on it? She's got this little magnetic thing that says clean.
Yeah, everyone has that, and no one ever changes it. So it's just becomes just as much of a guess as it always was.
But, thank you. That is my point. I'm like, babe, why the hell would I look at the bottom of the dish? Like, it's not in my eye line.
Right.
You know
what I mean? Like, I opened the dishwasher and started putting things in it. That thing is gone.
It's ridiculous. And once you run the dishwasher, it's clean. You leave it open so the steam comes out.
Yes.
So now the door is angled so that it's literally impossible to see. It's just ridiculous.
See, you know what? You make some really good points.
I told her, I was like,
you live in Portland?
I'm between Portland and L.A., because my wife works up here and she's got job. She keeps flying down to L.A. for job interviews and they go well. Then she's like, it's not enough money. And I'm like, really? It is where I'm sitting. it's more money than you make doing comedy shows at Sally Tomatoes, I'll tell you that much. So
we've covered this in the past. She's a urologist. She looks at cocks all day.
Yeah, Cox and Vajayjays. Yeah, she doesn't discriminate.
Oh. Know?
But a lot of
I didn't. Yeah. I actually didn't realize that women went to urologists. Is that like I just can't stop getting UTIs? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, be honest with you, I don't really understand why they do either, because gynecologists can only do vaginas, but for some reason
they
we
don't
can cuss on the show, right?
Of course,
not the
yes,
vaginas.
Yeah.
That's not a cuss word, I don't think. But no. But for some reason,
you can call it a pussy if you want. That's like, you know.
They can look at snatches all they want. No,
that's right.
For some reason, urologists are like switch hitters. They can kind of go, yeah. But I don't know why. Why would you go to a urologist?
The only reason I can think
Sarah
of
just
is
said it. UTIs.
Yeah, just really bad UTIs. Something going on up there. Is it maybe like? Well, what does a guy go to a urologist for?
Well, you know, the whole area. What do you mean? The penis,
you're saying anything
the
goes
balls?
Wrong with the anything goes wrong with the chonch, and they're heading into. Can yeah. someone take a look at this, please?
Yeah, you're like, why is it so small? I need a doctor to tell me why is it so small.
I would bet she deals with people's prostate issues a lot, right? Even though that's urologist, she's a urologist. It's they can't pee, so they need help with that. Whatever.
So she must be a step away from the cancer when she finds the prostate cancer or something. Now she's referring them to the next place.
Yeah, she does all that fun stuff. I mean, it would be interesting to know, you know, on a daily basis, because I always wonder, like, the old joke I used to make is like, well, you know, at least, you know, someone's going to your, you know, she is looking at penises all day, but at least they're not the good ones, right? Like, no one's going in there for a high five. But I wonder, like, is like, how many penises does she see on a daily basis? Where she's like, God damn, you don't have to be here at all, sir. You got a choice cock right there.
This is prime meat. I wonder
how, she is right? A connoisseur. Yeah. You're just, right.
Yeah.
She just gets a little adhesive blue ribbon and just puts it right on the head of the penis. Well done.
You know those Viagra commercials where they say side effects can be like 4 hours erection or something?
Oh,
like
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
So there's a scenario where they walk in and they might be impressive.
Right? She actually told me a hysterical story about that. So apparently when guys get too old for the Viagra to work, they have to do an injection. And so, you know, it's kind of like when you smoke weed and you're like, oh, I'm not high yet. I better take another puff. And all of a sudden you're too high.
Yeah.
Guys will do the same thing with the injection. They're like, oh, I'm not quite hard yet. Let me get another one. And then they come in. They're like, this won't go down. And she's got to go in there and do like another injection. And it goes down. And she goes out of the office and it comes back up. Bing! It's like whack-a-mole. She just has to kind of keep doing that to get this thing to go down.
Oh, my God.
This is stuff that
Bryn and Vinny, this is stuff we get to look forward to.
Yeah.
You know, as we get older.
Uh-huh. Has anyone ever met her, like, say, at a party? And you're so charming and delightful. And then they find out she's a urologist and then they book an appointment.
Oh, that is so creepy. I got to ask. Wait, are you saying, oh, because they just want to show her their penis? Like there's nothing.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is
what do you mean?
So
yeah, because she's hot. They're probably like, yeah, this is a great.
Oh,
cancer.
You're a urologist? I'm going to have you handle my junk.
Well, you know, it's so interesting you say it because she's kind of blown up on Twitter and she has all these fans now. And I really wonder if she's going to start getting some dudes who just want to come in there and meet her and show her their junk.
Is she have a closed practice or, you know, is she? Well, actually, I mean, if she sounds like she's looking for a job.
Yeah, no, she is actively looking. But that is so weird. I wonder if that happens.
What do you mean she blew up on Twitter?
She's got like over 40,000 Twitter followers. She has the most followers of any urologist in America. That is a fact.
Really?
She's really funny on Twitter. Ken Jeong retweets her. Like, it's really embarrassing that she makes way more money than me, and now she's more famous than me on social media, which is really, it's just.
You keep
really
trying. You keep on going. You can do it, Mo.
And she sees more penises than me, despite all my touring on the road. You know, it's just not fair.
Sounds like the moral of the story is you do the fucking dishes, Mo.
Yeah.
You know what, Mo?
What did you say?
You do the fucking dishes.
Man, she's got more Twitter followers than I do on Instagram.
Yeah, that's a
lot,
man.
She's killing it. She gets interviewed by like Slate magazine, like hit her up to do an interview, and then this BBC asks, like anytime there's like a urology episode of TV, like in Succession, which we watch, there's like a urology episode where they had her interview, whether this is real or not, and it's like she can be the new Dr. Drew.
Wow,
it's pretty exciting.
You know, you guys actually had a pretty successful podcast for a while.
Yeah, we did it for a while, and. It was weird. During the pandemic, we were just sort of like, we were planning the wedding. They were like, if you're planning the wedding and the podcast, when do you have time to argue about the dishes? You know, we really had to focus on the relationship.
Yeah, the dish part. So what was the name of it? And is it still, can people go back and listen to old episodes?
People can still go check it out. Yeah, we haven't done it in like about 6-7 months, but it's called The Full Release. And we had a lot of good guests. We had Dan Savage was on there. We had a lot of fun guests.
Is that the writer from Seattle?
Yeah, Savage Love. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's cool.
That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. We had all the sex people on there. But you know what? I am amazed about my wife, though. We have a great relationship. She laughs at literally everything I say. Like, is the easiest audience I've ever had. And I wonder how much of that is where the love comes from. It's just constant. It's this constant positive response to every stupid joke I say. I get like a huge laugh. And so I think that's probably
love her, but we're trying to figure out why she loves you. Is that what this is?
Oh, no, I don't even wonder about it. I just take the love that I get from her, and I don't know why she loves me. I'm sure it's something very dark and weird, and it makes no sense to
me. Might
be
your cock.
Babe, is it my teeth? No, she just shook her head from her bedroom. It's not. No. So it's not.
So
that's cute though, Mo. That she really
it is
you.
Actually. I really that's you are. I can see it. You're actually very charming, and you are really funny. And it's sometimes we're talking off the air a little bit, and I'm like, please stop making all your jokes now, because you're. But then I realize he's just full of them. He just can't stop with the joking.
I can hammer out these B-level jokes all day long. Sir.
Oh my god!
I can stay in this. I can stay in this mediocre gear all day long.
Well, you've been on the show many times, and I really can't remember ever having anything but sort of a positive reaction to, like, you're really, you know. And I highly recommend you as a person to go and see on tour. Like, you've got a couple shows coming up, and you know, I assume you have a full act planned out.
Oh, lots of jokes. Lots of jokes.
Do you do actually crowd work, though, too? Is that something that, do you go off script?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, actually, I have a video on my YouTube that I love where I got hired to do a show for just school teachers in Colorado. And I just, it's a great clip of just crowd work and just like good natured roasting of school teachers. It's great.
And is it really youtube.com/Mo Mandel?
Yeah. No, I love doing that stuff. But I mean, at this point, you know, trying to have a baby and being married and all this, like, I have so much to talk about now. It's kind of like, it's so obvious, but I spent so many years just being like an actor in LA, dating on Tinder. You have like really nothing to talk about. You're just doing like the same dumb crap. But now that you're trying to like build life and do stuff, it's like, it just, you know, it makes it a lot easier. So
yeah, you did. You know, you must have done 10 minutes on that dishwasher situation this morning. I mean, that.
Oh, the dishwasher is gold. The dishwasher is gold.
Yeah, agreed. I agree.
Is it
wholeheartedly?
But can I say this? No, it's so funny because we just did that. You know, we talked about it on the show, and I go, "Yeah, babe, I got to tell you, you know, people were texting Vinny, and they seem to be on my side." She goes, "It's just radio. They're just doing like jokes." I'm like, "No, that wasn't jokes. People were texting him." And they seem to be taking my side on it. And she seemed to think this was like an entertainment thing. But I was trying to – Vinny, forward me those texts. I want her to know how wrong she is about this.
Well, I thought you were going to bring her on. Where is she?
Yeah, where is she?
Yeah, she said she didn't want to come on.
Oh, he doesn't want to share the microphone. Wow.
I'm taking that as a sign of defeat that she knows I won the argument.
Oh, really? That's how you're taking it? Not just continued anger? Well,
yeah,
not going on your stupid fucking show you're on.
Oh, you believe he actually asked her? I thought he just went, "I don't want her on my microphone. This is my chance to promote my show. She's going to come in and get
are
more
you
steal the show."
She's the best promotion I got. When I was plugging the Sally Tomato show, December 30th, Rona Park. She tweeted. She tweeted it out, and all of a sudden, it sold more tickets. I couldn't believe it. Oh. It was like, because she tweeted out a bunch of doctors in Rona Park are going to come now. So there you go. I'll take what I can get.
Well, that'll be all fine. Right. And she's not ovulating.
I've got the smartest audience in Northern California that week. Literally, it's going to be like half urologists at that show.
Well, they love dick jokes. So that's got to be kind of annoying, though. Because I know that takes a lot of ego to do what you do. And for her to tweet that out, and all of a sudden there's all these people buying tickets.
Well,
tell the truth,
Mo. You know a lot of comedians, and while they do have enough ego to get themselves up on the stage, they're also weirdly broken in all kind of different spots. There's no one level of broken for comedians, but each one you talk to, they either thrive on being hated. Like Scott Capurro has the whole time we've known him, the guy wants to walk people. What is that?
He doesn't want to walk people. He says he wants to because he's going to.
You guys
to.
Lose me?
So how broken are you, Mo, I think is the question.
Jesus. Well, to answer your question, well, that's a whole nother, that's like a 9-part serial type podcast. But I would say, yes, she has more Twitter followers than me, but you forget we're married. So half those Twitter followers are mine.
You get them.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I like it.
In a court of law, if anything happens, they then have to transfer to my. That is the law.
Been
that is the law.
Us?
So you know, I don't.
I got
have
you
any,
back now.
Yeah. Okay. No, to be honest with you, I'm very proud of her. But also, it's like, how am I going to compete with that? She's a smoking hot, funny dick doctor.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, who wouldn't rather follow that? You know, she's going to be at the Rona Park show. Actually, she might go up and do my act.
You know, is she going to be there? Because you were saying that she's not. Oh, so you're just going to spend the New Year's together, and she's going to come
Sarah.
Here for that.
Sarah?
Yeah, she heard I was performing in Sally Tomatoes. She's like, oh my God, I've always wanted to go there.
I think they lost both
and
of
so
us.
She's flying down.
Everybody loves like Sally Tomatoes. So
it's the MSG of Rona Park. Let's just call it what it is.
Why is it the
MSG?
Oh, it's the Madison Square. I thought you were talking. I thought it was the ingredient they put in Chinese food that gives you a headache. I didn't realize the Madison Square. It is actually Verona Park. It is the MSG.
Yeah, it's the Staples Center.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yes.
Now I don't know why I keep cutting out. I haven't had a power outage or whatever.
I just put you on my thing here.
Okay.
You're connected here, so you're.
Hey,
you're
have you ever seen his wife?
I've seen photos of her, absolutely, but I've never...
I just pulled her up. She is smoking hot. Way to go, Mo.
I can hear you. I can't hear them. Oh, there we go.
Can you hear us?
I could hear you. I couldn't hear Bryn and Vinny, and they were talking back and forth, but I couldn't hear what they were saying.
Oh, that's interesting.
That is... Now, can you hear everyone? Talk to you guys. Everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you and Bryn, yeah.
Oh, great.
Can you hear me?
Vinny was cutting out. I can't hear Vinny for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, hold on. Give me a second.
Okay, yeah, I don't know what's going on. For some reason,
I need a new mix minus.
Yeah. How about now?
Boot it off.
How about now?
Now I can hear him. Yes.
Oh, great.
You got me?
Okay,
sorry,
fine.
I couldn't figure if you guys hear it.
There's an aux bus. It's all right. No, we don't have phones on his Comrex unit.
I think. You're amazing. How do you do it?
It's a whole thing. All right. So anyway, your wife's hot, dude. Good for you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. It's good. What is the dumbest argument you've ever had, Sarah? You've been married for a while. What is your guy's dumbest argument?
It's whether or not he should have stopped at that stop sign, shit like that. Like we don't argue about a ton, but when we do argue, we're in the car. Always.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And it's just driving issues?
It's just, you know, every dude thinks they're a great driver. And they, you know, they're all over you when you're driving along. But then there they are tailgating. And it's like, we're going 80. Can we have a car length between us? Is that possible? You know, and then I'm the asshole for saying that or for going, because I'm scared for my life. But then he starts yelling at me like, stop doing that. I'm like, well, stop doing that. It's like that.
Yeah.
You know,
we don't argue about the dishes
because John does them all. But I do all the laundry, so it's, you know, my job's the laundry, and if I hear him putting away the dishes, I'll come help him, but I'm not putting dishes in there, you know. I don't know what's going on in there. I just don't, so I just leave it in the sink. Here, hun.
I'm exactly you in the car with my wife. I'm always like, can we not drive so fast? And yeah, they get angry at you for just trying to protect both of your lives.
Right! I'm trying to save us from you.
Yeah, like I should get a hero medal here. Like,
yes.
I'm literally risking my life just being in this vehicle with you right now as you're doing the Indy 500 here, like, on the freeway. Like, you don't got to get mad at me for being worried about your safety and my safety.
Right.
So when the two of you get in the car, Mo, she drives?
She drives.
No, not all the time, Vinny. You know, she lets me take it for a spin every now and then. But, you know, on side streets. But no, but she drives so damn fast, and she has one of those stupid steering wheel positions where she's holding it like at the very bottom. So it's like, what?
Six
God
o'clock.
Forbid something happens. Like, what are you gonna? You're at like 6 and 6:15. Like,
that's the way race car drivers drive, Mo. You don't know.
Okay, I didn't realize she was in the F1 series while going to Starbucks. I am sorry. I should have realized.
She's doing it right. Down here, you spin it like this.
Says the other guy who can't drive. Oh, my God.
I'm a great driver. Better than all of you put together.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, every guy thinks this. Every guy thinks they're a great driver.
Well, and they're so scary.
I don't. I think I'm a reasonable driver. I'm a defensive driver. I'd like to go a little bit slow. And why? What are we in such a hurry for? We left with plenty of time. That's why we left so early. I have it all mapped up. I did the backwards time math on it. It's fine. We're going to get there. Just stop yelling at me.
You know, we're all hypocrites on, though. Like, if I'm next to my wife and she texts at a stoplight or something, like, you can't be on your phone in the car. And then sure enough, the next time I'm in the car myself, I'm like, scroll through everything.
Of course.
We all think, well, I know what's going on.
Yeah, right. That is it right there. We all think that we've got a better handle on reality than anybody else does.
Yeah,
Jesus,
yeah,
what's
yeah.
wrong with us? Humans, we're totally cursed. So you're saying, though, that if you guys walk out to the car, she automatically goes to the driver's side.
No, that's not true. No, we split it up.
Do you discuss it beforehand?
We do Rochambeau.
Rochambeau?
You know,
what's
scissors.
That?
We do, you know, paper, rock, scissor, Rochambeau. Yeah, you know, that's
Rochambeau, yes, okay.
actually, it was so funny. We just took a long road trip down to my parents' house. It was like a 10-hour road trip and for Thanksgiving. And we listened to a murder podcast the entire 10 hours. So, like, this is like nonstop. Just showing up. I'm like, what is wrong with us?
How was it?
It was so good. It was called like.
Are you talking about a true crime podcast?
True crime. It was called The Live and Die in L.A.
They're the biggest thing right now.
But it's so sick. What is wrong with human beings that we're on like this romantic trip along the coast, beautiful ocean. We're just like, he strangled her and buried her in a swamp. Right? I want to hear how he killed this woman in the 90s. You know what I mean? Like, what is wrong with human beings that we just love hearing that shit?
Well, I don't know if it's weirder or cooler or what, but the fact that people get involved and try to help solve these crimes, that's one of the reasons why people are so into them, is they're crime stoppers from their home with their phones. That's what was happening with that Gabby Petito thing. They're looking up locations, and it's a trip how involved people get.
How pissed would you be if you were a murderer and you got busted by a podcaster on TikTok? I mean, that would really bum me out. You didn't get the crime squad. It wasn't Sherlock Holmes. It was a 15-year-old with her iPhone. I'm like, God damn it. Really?
Right.
They're going to have to kill you, too. Jesus. Yeah.
Not a cop, but a lady named Karen in Pinole.
Right.
Yeah.
I got to figure it out, guys. I know who it is. Go into his house right now, live on TikTok. We're going to get him.
I mean, if you get, I'll tell you this. I'm just going to go out there and say this. And I don't have, Brent, I know you got a little more Pelican Bay or San Quentin experience than me. Mm-hmm. But if you're in jail because a teenager or a podcaster busted you, I hope you just get shanked. You know what I mean? That's got to be the least cool way to be in jail. You're like, what? How'd you get in here? You're like, no, this podcaster had a pretty sweet following, and they just connected the dots. Like, all right, we are murdering you right now. You're a bitch. You are officially a bitch.
It's official.
She shouldn't kill you, but she should get a couple just in your butt cheek shanks just when you walk.
Cut up the butt cheeks, like, so makes it so hard to sit.
Yeah, just a couple butt shanks, just so it's a little hard to sit down.
Shanks.
I don't know if that's the correct prison term. If anyone's been inside, correct me, but butt shanks. I think that is.
Yeah, that sounds accurate.
I feel like that would be my nickname.
That was just going to say, and then, you know, you're not the little bitch, you're little butt shanks.
Hey, Mo, let me ask you a question. Has your wife ever strapped on a cock and fucked you in the butt?
Wow, Vinny, first of all, no. Thank you for assuming that. And I want to just sort of trace the mental track here. Because my wife is mad at me in the dishwasher, can't carry the one. I say she drives some of the time. You're like, oh, this dude's just getting plowed. This is an analyzed, the caveman-like outdated thinking of this Neanderthal here. Okay, and the answer is, you know, only on my birthday.
All right.
Has it ever happened?
No, I have hemorrhoids.
Oh. So
what?
That makes it so you can't?
I would assume, you know, you probably wouldn't, if you have hemorrhoids, you probably wouldn't want to mess around too much in that area, right? I don't know.
Brandy's I don't know either.
Are you just saying that or do you actually have hemorrhoids?
I don't know, but I do appreciate the question. I also appreciate that you think I would have answered it if it were true.
Why wouldn't you answer it if it were true? Why wouldn't you just say so? Who gives a shit? You can
do
whatever you want.
I have a question about that.
It's true.
Vinny, now, this is the secret podcast show. If I'm going to answer that and expose it, I need the full audience. I need the full, you know, I need the full numbers on that. You know what I mean?
Hey, listen,
I'm not wasting.
You brought
that
up a shank
show.
In your ass. I just took it to the next step and assumed that your wife, as a doctor, might have some kink in her. I don't know. I don't know what she's up to.
We've got our kinks. We got our kinks, but we haven't gotten there. We've only been married a year. We want to ease into it. If your wife's fucking in the ass with a strap on in year one, what is she lighting you on fire on year five?
Right.
You know what I mean? We got to ease in.
It's a fair point.
What about the prostate checks?
What's that?
Does she do that for you? A prostate check?
On the regular? Wait, feel around on that?
Yeah, like the prostate checks, you know?
Oh, check the prostate?
Right.
Here, I'm going to blow your guys' mind on this. Check this out. This is literally what it's like being married to a dick doctor. I'm going to carry the check. No, watch this. Watch this. This is actually true. So she was at a sex medicine conference the other day, and she got to know this guy who runs like a like some sort of product for, like, you know, sex stuff. Check this out. You get This is a box full of sex toys that he sent her just like because of his product. Look at this. This is some sort of vibrator thing. This is like literally a box of just brand new sex toys he sent her, hoping she'll like hoping she'll tweet about them or whatever. This is like a Chris. These are, look at this. I don't even know what the fuck that is, but somehow.
Okay.
What is that?
My fishing expedition actually ended up being true. You've got a ton of sex toys right there in your living room.
But do you notice they're not open? They're still in their boxes? We haven't opened any of these things. These have been here for a month because we're not kidding.
You just have an open box of sex toys sitting in your living room floor in your apartment. Look,
toy cleaner.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
here we go. Does anybody want any of these, by the way?
Yeah,
look,
we'll take
them. Anybody see anything they want?
Yeah, that's the double one. That's the ass and vagina one.
Oh, I didn't even know what that was. It looks like a weird fishing hook.
Anyway, my fishing wasn't that far off. She's got a ton of stuff right there in the living room. I mean,
yeah. But they're not open, though. That's what you notice. They're not open. That's right. How lame we are.
Well, you guys only have sex to have a baby now.
Yeah.
But seriously, if anybody wants them, just let me know, because we've got about 7,000. I mean, these things are expensive. We looked them up online. We're like, God damn.
Why don't you eBay them?
$300.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Man, if the famous urologist tweets about some of these things, then it's totally worth it that he gave her 1,000. Uh-oh. We just lost Mo. Oh, there he is.
No, I'm here. I guess that's why he sent it to her, hoping she'll tweet about it. But I was just looking at Sarah. I always like looking at you on Zoom because you got this really cool background. We got guitars on the wall. How cool would it be that the next time I Zoom with you, I've got all these sex toys mounted on the wall?
Actually,
behind me.
I'm seeing the soffit above your cabinetry is the perfect place to put them. Be outlined in white. I think that'd be. I think that would work. Yeah.
You've got the Stratocaster. I've got the Rabbit, mounted on the wall.
I like it. I think it's great. Why wouldn't you decorate with sex toys?
Either that or bring them to your shows and give them away. Parting prizes will go well.
Oh, that's a great idea.
People love prizes at shows, no doubt.
You should start that joke with, so my wife met this guy and he sent her a bunch of sex toys. Like, that to me is the funny part. Yeah, like, they meet at something, and then he feels like, okay, I'm going to send her a bunch of sex shit.
No, this is actually brilliant. Okay, I do that, and then I bring the box out, and I start doing prop comedy. I'm like the dirty carrot top.
Yes.
Oh, this is
Let
genius.
Me just see if I can fit this in. Let's...
Yeah. I have to come up with little, like, puns about them, you know. This oh, my God. Great. This is where my acne is to go.
Don't...
I actually should... To be honest with you, we should sell them. I mean, they are very expensive, and clearly we're such vanilla losers that we're not like the kinkiest thing we do is watch porn while we have sex sometimes. And
yeah,
so,
it's not
you know,
kinky. That's fine.
Oh, you do? Actually.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll like put it on,
yeah.
Get warmed up watching it, and then leave it on while you do her?
Well, do her? I mean, we make love.
Yeah,
you know, get out of here. Don't be like that about
that's
it.
Fucking gross.
You're watching porn, Mo. You're doing it over. What's your kink? What's your thing? Is it what specifically do you guys pull up? You like? But Sarah likes black man, Asian lady.
Yeah.
What's your thing?
I told him on the podcast, the thing with this happy hour, I like my porn is very big. I like two straight women pretending to be gay. That's my jam right there. You know what I mean? You get like a I want two straight lesbians.
Yeah. Hey, but what about your wife? She can't be into that. Or maybe she is.
She
right?
likes real. No, she's not like that into porn. So like she just lets me pick. And I don't know if she really looks at it. You know,
she
kind of looks at it, but I don't know.
Yeah. She's like, just put a baby in me, Mo.
It is funny when we were doing it and an ad came up and I was like, Colin, you gotta bring it. You gotta drag it past the ad.
Scrub it forward.
Yeah, you gotta scrub it forward. I don't want to come during a Geico commercial.
Yeah, I can't. All right, so listen, we're out of time. You've got a show in Rohnert Park at Sally Tomatoes on the 30th of December, and then for New Year's Eve, you're going to be at the Marin Performing Arts Center. Is that correct?
That's right. Sally Tomatoes, December 30th, giving out free vibrators. You know, I really might just give out some
Why not?
Vibrators.
Why the hell not?
Yeah. I might have my wife sign them. She's famous on
Twitter. Yeah.
So there you go. And then the Marin Event Center, the 31st. Yeah. And Vinny, the minute my wife plows into me with a 9-inch, 12-inch strap on, you will be the first to know. I will all take right. a photo. I will tag you on Instagram.
No, no,
and
no,
I
no,
do
no.
I do expect a repost.
No. No.
Mission accomplished.
I don't want to see it. I was just fishing for something, and then I landed. I landed a whopper, which is you have a box of sex toys in your living room. So
we got there.
I'm gonna say my pal Vinny told me about something he enjoys thoroughly, and boy, was he on the money. This is a great thing. I see why Vinny has dedicated his free time to only this experience.
Listen, you, the Rotor Park.
Alice Radio.
I'm to tell you, that's good. That'll land. The people love to hear about Vinny. All right, Mo Mandel, thank you so much for being
Thanks,
on the Secret
guys.
Show today. Vinny, give me the magic words.
Thanks, Mo. The end.